The following is a recording for Rodrigo Wright Castro of MaxCom Telecommunications on Friday, April 28, 2017 at 8 a.m. Central Time. Good morning and welcome to today's MaxCom Telecommunications First Quarter 2017 Earnings Conference Call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. We remind you today, the conference is being recorded. If you have any questions or if you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. After the presentation, we will conduct a question and answer session. Before we begin, let me say that information expressed or implied during the conference may include forward-looking statements that involve risks or uncertainties. Words such as estimate, project, plan, believe, expect, anticipate, intend, and similar expressions may identify such forward-looking statements. The company wants to caution listeners that any forward-looking statements in this call or made by the company's management involves risks or uncertainties that may change based on various important factors not under the control of the company. These forward-looking statements represent the company's judgment at this time for the call. The company disclaims, however, any intent or obligation to update this forward-looking statement. It is now my pleasure to turn the conference over to Mr. Eric Gonzalez-Loriana, the new Chief Financial Officer of the company. You may begin, sir.
Thank you, operator. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our quarterly conference call to discuss MaxCom operating financial results for the quarter ended on March 31st, 2017. Today here with me on the call are Lauro Cardu, Chief Executive Officer, Armando Rivero, Legal Affairs and Administration Vice President, Rodrigo Wright, who is Head of Investor Relations, and Alejandro Lombardo, New Technologies Director. As you know, this call is being recorded, and a playback will be available later today. Our earnings release was already distributed, and now it's posted in our website. As already mentioned, the information expressed or implied during the conference may include forward-looking statements, and these are subject to risks and uncertainties that may cause actual results to differ from the statements made today. Now I leave you with our CEO, Mr. Lauro Cardu.
Thank you, Eric. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for participating with us today. Let me make a brief comment about the departure of Miguel Cabrero, former CFO of the company. We want to express our gratitude to him for the time and energy invested in MaxCom and for his contribution. We wish him the best in his new endeavor. We are excited to welcome Mr. Eric Gonzalez-Laureano as our new CFO. Eric brings over 20 years of valuable experience in executive finance positions in diverse sectors including private equity, banking, finance, and real estate. Eric holds a degree in accounting and business administration for the Instituto Tecnológico Autónomo de México and a Master of Business Administration from Alliance Manchester Business School in the United Kingdom. I would like to start with the most relevant corporate events. All these actions are in accordance with our plan and in order to strengthen the company both in balance sheet and profitability. First, we have approved the capital increase of Cellmex Mobile with the purpose to continue the efforts related to the Mobile Virtual Network Aggregator Operator project. The amount of the capital increase is 158 million pesos, and we are in the process of closing the cash contribution today. Secondly, on April 25th, we launched a partial cash tender offer to purchase up to $25 million of our step-up senior notes 2020. We anticipate the process to conclude by May 23rd, 2017. This action should strengthen our balance sheet by reducing our debt service obligation and reduce the impact of the U.S. dollar exchange rate fluctuations. Thirdly, MaxCom has received a preliminary non-binding indication of interest from a third party for a sale-leaseback transaction involving up to 81 wireless telecommunication towers currently owned by MaxCom. But the number of towers to be included in any transaction and the price for each tower is subject to due diligence, credit analysis of MaxCom, and financing contribution for the third party and other conditions to closing. as of April 27, 2017, we do not have a binding agreement to sell any of these towers, nor have we decided to sell any. This indication of interest will be analyzed as part of the company's strategy to strengthen its balance sheet and divestment of non-core assets. Now, allow me to highlight company operations by each of our business units. Enterprise business unit. We kept our focus on the business unit to improve both the top line and the profitability. The growth on a year-over-year basis was 5%. This was driven mainly by the stabilization of revenue generation customer base and the change in the revenue mix, with a major weight on value-added and data services. In addition, we have signed several new contracts with different B2B clients in financial sector, retail, hospitality, and international carriers. The retail business unit. Regarding our retail business unit, we continue the migration of customers to Megacable Network according to plan. MAXCOM continues providing certain services and technical support in order to ensure the continuity of telecommunication services to those customers. At the end of first quarter, MAXCOM continues to serve its residential customers in San Luis Potosí and Mexico metropolitan area. MAXCOM has started a strategically managed wind-down process of our remaining clusters in order to improve efficiency as well as cash flow. Nevertheless, we remain open to analyzing any potential divestment options through our trade sales. The wholesale business unit. As discussed during our last earnings call, we continue to take advantage of our network capacity to increase traffic and obtain additional revenue and cash flow. Over the past quarter, we have developed a more robust plan in order to leverage our existing network capacity and capabilities. Couple that with strategic and growth capex, predominantly focused on the enterprise business. Execution on this plan should allow us to differentiate ourselves versus our peers, expand our revenue growth, and increase our profitability margin. As you all can appreciate, a transformation of this magnitude will take some time. However, we are excited to execute on our plan together with a stronger team of a new sense of urgency and focus. We commit to working harder and smart to move MAXCOM on this path that should create value for all stakeholders, customers, and employees. And despite external and internal challenges, we believe our go-forward plan is shaping up nicely, and we remain confident in evaluating opportunities in the market for all operators like MAXCOM. I will now turn the floor over to Eric Gonzalez.
Thank you, Lauro. By the end of the reporting quarter, cash position of the company was 675 million pesos, below the 862 million pesos registered at the end of 2016. The 675 million pesos includes 50 million pesos of restricted cash. Customer accounts receivable increased 2 million pesos versus the previous quarter. The value-added tax account reached 91 million pesos, representing an increase of 47 million pesos when compared with the end of the fourth quarter of last year. This is due to a delay in the reimbursement process for VAT generated during November and December 2016. We expect to be able to regularize the situation in the next quarter. Regarding fixed assets, telephone network system and equipment decreased 75 million when compared to the end of 2016. This variation is comprised by a 50 million pesos reclassification of the intangible assets under development and the quarterly depreciation of 34 million pesos. Intangible assets increased 83 million pesos in the quarter due to the aforementioned reclassification and other investments made on our switch infrastructure totaling 39 million pesos. Continuing with the review of the balance sheet, accounts payable totaled 292 million pesos at the end of the present quarter, 104 million pesos lower than the balance by the end of the 2016 year. This responds to payments made to several equipment and service providers. Maxim maintains an outstanding value of $125.5 million of a step-up senior note at the end of this reported quarter. As Lauro already mentioned, we commenced a tender offer to purchase around 20% of that amount. This initiative will provide Maxim with a more comfortable debt service and a better balance sheet structure going forward. It is important to remark that the amount of senior notes reflected in the balance sheet is expressed under IFRS accounting standards and thus do not reflect the face value of the note. Our current cross-currency swaps cover the interest of the step-up senior notes until December 2017 for a notional amount of $80 million, which represents 64% of the dollar-denominated outstanding debt. In addition, we have decided to cover the interest of the step-up senior notes from December 2017 to June 2020 for a notional amount of $4 million. Moving on the profit and loss statement, revenues for the quarter were 731 million pesos, an increase of 34% when compared with the 544 million pesos registered in the third quarter, in the first quarter of 2016. Sequentially, revenues grew around 3%. In the residential business unit, revenues showed a decrease of 44% on a year-over-year basis and 5% on a sequential basis. This decrease is mainly a consequence of the sale of customers to Mega Cable by the end of the third quarter of 2016, and also due to the reduction in our customer base given our intrinsic churn rate. Commercial revenues show an increase of 5% in comparison with the same period of last year. In sequential basis, the revenue remained flat. We continue with execution of the initiatives that will provide expected growth of the company. Regarding the wholesale business, revenues in this reporting quarter amounted for 457 million pesos, more than 100% above on a year-over-year basis and 6% above versus the last quarter of 2016. This additional revenue came from more international voice traffic interconnection in our network. Regarding cost, network operation services during this reporting quarter increased 224 million pesos or 87% on a year-over-year basis. On a sequential basis, cost increased 4%. This increase is directly related with the additional wholesale traffic terminated during this quarter. Technical expenses amounted to 52 million pesos in this quarter. This amount reflects an increase of 8% in comparison with first quarter of the 16 and remains in the same level recorded last quarter. Gross profit for the quarter was 196 million pesos, 18% below the margin reported in the same period of last year. On a sequential basis, the increase was 4%. That amount represents a 26.8% gross margin. Sales, general and administrative expenses totaled 113 million pesos, 41 million pesos less than the expense registered in the same period of last year. This is a direct result of the right-sizing efforts that the company has been implementing for several quarters. EBITDA for the quarter was 83 million pesos, 15% above of previous quarter and 4% lower than first quarter of 2016. The EBITDA margin of the period was 11%. We will continue seeking for efficiencies in the retail business to mitigate revenue loss while growing our commercial revenue stream. Depreciation and amortization totaled 51 million pesos during the quarter, a lower figure in comparison with the 91 million pesos posted in the first quarter of 2016. The improvement is explained mainly by the write-off of residential-related assets made during the fourth quarter of last year as a consequence of the wind-down process of the retail business. During the first quarter of this year, the company recorded a foreign exchange gain of 205 million pesos due to the appreciation of the peso. This gain resulted in a comprehensive financial profit of 146 million pesos. Finally, the company reported a net income of 177 million pesos for the quarter. Summing up, Maxcom is working on the premises of its strategic plan in order to achieve its core objectives: a strong cash position, a better balance sheet structure, a strategic capex, cost control, an incremental customer base within the commercial segment based on new and more profitable clients. We believe the company's P&L is starting to show the effect of the initiatives implemented towards the achievement of these objectives, and we expect a better delivery and to find more efficiencies along the way. Thank you so much for attending this call. I will now hand the call over to the operator for the Q&A session. Operator, please.
Thank you, sir. At this time, we will open the floor for questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the one key, that is star one, on your touch-tone phone now. We will take the questions in the order in which they are received. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, please press star two. Again, that is star one if you would like to ask a question. Our first question comes from Roberto Vasquez from LW Investment Management.
Hello, good morning. I have one question regarding Solmex. Can you please tell us if the people or companies that will become shareholders at Solmex are related either directly or indirectly to Maxcom shareholders or management?
Those are individual investors. They are related parties with Maxcom.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you once again. We are now holding for questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press star one at this time. Our next question comes from Marcelo Barón from Debtmire.
Yes. Good morning. Thank you for the presentation. I'm looking at your cash flow, and we have a negative operating cash flow for the first quarter, and then in 2016 we got cash flow of 300+ million, a lot of which a significant portion of which seems to be related to the reimbursement for the VAT tax, about 200+ million. Could you comment on your cash flow expectations, and also your wholesale business has been becoming one of the main areas of your business, because it takes 63% of your revenues for first quarter, and it's lowering it's leading to lower margins and perhaps the cash flow effect.
Yeah, well, regarding the first part of your question, the cash flow for the quarter, it's the 187 million of cash consumption during the quarter is in line with our expectations. The only portion of that that is not in line with what we were expecting is, as we mentioned, the cash, the reimbursement of VAT tax, which has been delayed for due to internal processes with the Mexican IRS. But we expect to solve that in the following month. Regarding the wholesale business, it's a business that has been growing during the past few months. And it's good for us because it's a solid capital stream, and we expect to keep the volumes that you are seeing right now for the rest of the year.
Hello.
Thank you. Our next question will come from Alejandro Galastro from BBVA.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for the call. I was wondering if you could give us additional call on the interest you're getting on your towers, and more specifically on the valuation that you're giving to them, please.
Yeah, well, we can't do further comments on that. we haven't signed a binding agreement, so we're not allowed to disclose further information at this moment, but we are expecting to close this deal at market conditions. So,
all right, thank you.
Once again, please press star 1 at this time if you would like to ask a question. Our next question comes from Andres Baez from LW Investment Management.
Yes, hi, how are you? Are the towers being considered for the sale and leaseback parts of the 2020 note guarantees?
Yes, they are.
And do you need then approval from the note holders to sell these towers?
Yeah, no, we don't need approval. The proceeds of the sale, if it happens, should go to a trust, and we are obliged to use that resources to invest in further assets for the company.
But we don't get any say on what you invested in, and wouldn't be the best investment to continue buying your notes?
Yeah, we're obliged to use those resources within a 12-month window, and we need to reestablish the collateral that the notes have. I mean, we need to invest in higher assets related to the business.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Marcelo Barone from DebtWire.
Good morning. My second question, and in 2015, you had approved a Mexican $700 million capital stock increase, which was subscribed in December 2015 for $446, and second quarter 2016 for $100 million. There was, if I recall correctly, in the third quarter, 16, you were planning to issue or hoping to issue another $154 million. Under the Mexican $700 million capital stock increase. What has transpired with that, or are there any plans for this capital issuance?
Sorry, can you repeat the last part of your question? I didn't hear. Sorry.
Yeah, under the 2015 capital increase, you had $154 million remaining as of third quarter 2016 for issuance. $154 million. Are those still in the process of being issued or considered?
Yeah, they're all on the treasury, and we're still considering to finish that issue.
Okay.
Thank you once again. Please press star 1 if you would like to ask a question. Our next question comes from Alexandra Berg of GMP Securities.
Hey, hi, this is Alvaro Gonzalez from GMP. Quick question. What's your current amount outstanding on the notes? If I'm not mistaken, by December was like 125.5 or something. Have you done more repurchases? Can you basically confirm if you have done more market transactions, and what's your current amount outstanding?
Yeah, our current amount standing is the same as fourth quarter of 16. It's $125.5 million.
Okay, so you have not done any market transactions as of 1Q17?
No.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Elaine Dega from Pala.
Hey guys, thanks for making this call. Quick question: out of this proceeds, the potential assemblies back of these towers, what is the estimated amount you expect out of this transaction? Thank you.
Yeah, as Laura mentioned in the opening speech, we don't have certainty of the amount of towers and the price we can get from them, so we can provide a guidance about that at this moment.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Marcelo Barone from DebtWire.
Hi. Could you comment on expected CapEx for 2017, expected CapEx expenditures for the year, on how does cash flow cover your potential expenditures?
Well, the CapEx we are proceeding for the year is in line with the CapEx invested last year,
which was which was in the range of 400 Mexican or 450.
Yeah, 400 Mexican pesos, around 400 Mexican pesos. But the mix would be very different because most of the CapEx we are trying to invest this year is for new customer acquisition CapEx. So it's basically growth CapEx.
Okay.
Obviously, it will depend on the speed of client acquisition.
Okay.
Thank you. At this time, I am showing no further questions in the queue. I'll now like to turn the call back over to management for closing remarks.
Well, I would like to thank everybody for attending this call, and we are both Rodrigo Wright and myself are available if you have further questions later on. Thank you very much.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes today's conference. You may now disconnect.